Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mel Hoderlein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Rapp moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rapp scores. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Boone moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone scores. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hoderlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson is walked intentionally. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball towards left. Wood catches it and throws to home to double up Berardino. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Rapp reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rapp scores. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Jensen scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reiser hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoderlin bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball towards center. Doby catches it and throws to first to double up Hoderlin. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Runnels catches it and throws to first to double up Berardino. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boone covering, and Vernon is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reiser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoderlin hits a line drive into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Fridley now playing left field. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Fridley. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Doby moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels is walked intentionally. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Jensen now playing right field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Consuegra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to third. Feller moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoderlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-3 in the game. Klutz hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Consuegra covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-4 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.